Hi there. Welcome once again. It's our World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN. I'm David Dye. We have an acoustic session with the Brooklyn-based indie rock band Grizzly Bear today. The buzz on the band and the anticipation for this third album, Vecatimus, became deafening after a tour with Radiohead and others put the music of their 2006 album, Yellow House, in front of a lot of people. Their new disc differs from the previous two in that it is very much a collaborative effort and was recorded in three different locations. I ask Edward Drosty to describe the process this time around.
Well, the songwriting was a bit different this time because the sketches or ideas were presented at an earlier stage. So there was a lot more room for everyone to be involved at an earlier stage of the songwriting process. But all the songs have different sort of blueprints and history and like permutations of people and where they started. But I mean, once it's done, it's been through everybody's hands and everyone's gotten involved in some capacity.
And the other question I was thinking about is, because you recorded this in at least three different places, is the effects of the places. Because before it was all in, I guess, your mom's, a lot of it in your mom's house. And
in my apartment at home.
Yeah. And now there was another place on the Cape, right? Which was a different house?
Yeah, it's my grandmother's cottage. She doesn't really live there that much, but we got to use it. That was the second place we went to. It's really small. It's got a little fireplace. Each space was really amazing to use because they were both beautiful, but also had really interesting sort of sonic details to them.
The third was the one with all...
The church was the third, which is where we rehearse as well.
Ah. Well, we've got a very different space here today. So what would you like to begin with?
I guess we'll start with All We Ask. Thank you.
a version of All We Ask in our mini cathedral here at the World Cafe with Grizzly Bear. That sounds so beautiful. That's great.
Thank you.
People often point to like pop sources for your harmonies and things. And did any of you do any choir singing? Was that ever?
Didn't really know.
No.
Intriguing.
Well, I mean, your family, there's a lot of singing when you were
there's a lot of singing, but it wasn't like in a choir, really. Yeah. I mean, I sang with my family growing
there's
up.
Proper singing. I mean, they
proper.
Yeah, I mean, they properly sung.
Right.
Proper singing.
I don't mean prim and
like,
proper. I just mean
like reading music, proper singing, or
they did, not me. I can't read music, so.
You mentioned doing Dory, which is absolutely beautiful piece on the album.
Shall we go into it?
Absolutely. Is Dory from Grizzly Bear, one from Becca Timmist, and the band is surrounding me in ultra stripped down fashion today on the World Cafe. Want to talk a little bit about About sort of the build-up, the long build-up to the release of Vecatimist, which featured a leak, which, you know, we should not be surprised that that happened. And a lot of people just talking about it forever and ever. Ed, what was your response to the leak? Were you disappointed, or were you...
Well, of course we were disappointed. It was extremely early on. I mean, I think we all knew it was going to leak, but it happened within the week of it being mastered. So it was really a surprise that early on that it would already escape our clutches. I think the real bummer, though, is that it leaked in a really, really poor quality. And there's always like this thought of first impressions, you know, counting and having the idea of all these people listening to it in this weird sort of... I remember listening to it. It sounded like a compressed, crazy, like underwater YouTube stream or something. It was really poor quality. So that was kind of a bummer to think of people's first experience with the album being like that. I mean, of course, if people want to support the band, they'll buy the album eventually. So, you know, but it was really, I was more concerned about the leak quality, actually.
Well, so much about this band is the quality of what it sounds like. That is, it's hard to judge the songs without being able to hear.
Well, there was a lot of, you know, nice, like, running it to tape and the way that we recorded it, you know, a lot of thought put into making it sound really rich.
Yeah, it was sort of weird for me. I mean, having spent pretty much every day of that 5 months just, like, behind at the computer or whatever, like, with other people or by myself working on the Sonics, like, thinking about things, like, at home, thinking about, you know, maybe this needs some delay or this needs some reverb or this needs to be brighter or louder and sort of just really thinking and digesting sort of what was happening sonically and then just so quickly for it to be available for in a poor quality for free is just so funny to me. It's really funny to spend so much time and then it's just like out of the box, like Jack in the Box or something.
On the flip side, I mean, it was really nice to see that people were so excited, and it's exciting to see the reaction be so positive, and it reached so many people and get notes from people around the world that were excited about it, so, you know.
Amazing.
The internet has its pros and cons.
Yeah, amazing interest. I mean, it's just so wonderful. The people were waiting. And, that was Chris Taylor talking about who produced the record. Is there any giving of control to Chris as producer within the band, or what is that relationship like?
No, it's more about I'm just here for everybody, sort of at their disposal. It's not really like I take control. And it's just sort of where I guess fall naturally. It's just like I have ideas about that, and so I just sort of I start there. I guess is from like production and engineering, think about how stuff should sound. But yeah, no, there's no, it's all about just
democracy.
Yeah,
everyone gets totally a chance to express themselves.
Grizzly Bear are our guests today. And, what is next?
Our last song is While You Wait for the Others.
Nothing. for some substance as long as you like. Or just wait out the evening and always ask me why. Yes, you'll only bleed me dry. So I'll ask you finally to make your way. What was left? A perfect play.
Some gorgeous music today from Grizzly Bear, finishing up with Will You Wait for the Others. I'm David Dye. Our World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN are produced at WXPN in Philadelphia, also xpn.org. The website for visiting more of our World Cafe sessions is at NPR. It's worldcafe.npr.org. We do have another podcast. That is our World Cafe Next podcast. You can sign up for that as well. As always, thanks for potting along. This is the World Cafe.